Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. stops Syria talks with Russia, a State Department spokesman citing continued military attacks against civilian targets and Russian and Syrian forces. Spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau says Russia did not live up to its own commitments.
The United States spared no effort in negotiating and attempting to implement an arrangement with Russia aimed at reducing violence, providing unhindered humanitarian access, and degrading terrorist organizations operating in Syria, including Daesh and Al-Qaeda in Syria. Unfortunately, Russia failed to live up to its own commitments.
The U.S. move to pull out of the talks came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree suspending an agreement with the U.S. on disposing weapons-grade plutonium, citing what was called unfriendly actions by the U.S. The Pentagon says it has targeted a prominent al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike in Syria. A spokesman says the strike Monday targeted a core al-Qaeda member. He would not provide specifics. Media reports in the region say the target was Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a former companion of now-deceased al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. The report says he was targeted by a drone strike Monday in Syria's Idlib province. Colombia's leaders are trying to figure out what to do following the unexpected voter rejection of a peace agreement with FARC rebels. President Juan Manuel Santos planned meetings Monday with political leaders and ordered negotiators to go back to Havana, Cuba for talks with the FARC. The president and leaders of the FARC are vowing to push ahead with the peace process. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents are said to have overrun a sizable section of the Afghan city of Kunduz after staging a multi-pronged offensive. Residents say fighting is raging in the central part of the provincial capital. They say Afghan security forces are trying to defend the regional police headquarters and the office of the governor. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign remains on a New York Times report that Republican candidate Donald Trump lost so much money in 1995 that he was able to legally avoid paying taxes for nearly two decades. Democrat Hillary Clinton accused Trump of getting rich at taxpayers' expense. She spoke today in Ohio.
This is Trump to a T. He's taken corporate excess and made a business model out of it. He abuses his power, games the system, puts his own interests ahead of the country's. It's Trump first and everyone else last.
Trump's allies, though, say he was a genius for legally avoiding paying millions of dollars in taxes. Trump spoke in Colorado today.
Her only method of making money is by selling government favors and granting access to special interests, know nothing about how businesses succeed and grow. Hillary Clinton has never created a single job in her entire life.
Donald Trump, New York State's top legal official on Monday, meanwhile, ordered the charitable organization headed by Donald Trump to immediately stop soliciting contributions. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says the Trump Foundation is not registered to seek public donations. He says unless the foundation files the required paperwork in the next 15 days, it would consider it to be, quoting now, a continuing fraud upon the people of New York. The United Nations is warning the lives of tens of thousands of refugees fleeing war and persecution around the world are at risk. Lisa Schlein reports from the annual UNHCR Refugee Conference.
The most recent figures put the number of refugees and internally displaced people at more than 65 million. UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi says the gravest displacement crisis continues to be generated in Syria.
We have run out of words to describe the death, destruction, and suffering willingly inflicted on civilians by the parties to that conflict.
The exodus of people from Syria has created the biggest refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Heavy rains from the outer bands of Hurricane Matthew pelted Jamaica and Haiti Monday, flooding streets and sending many people to emergency shelters as the Category 4 storm moves through the Caribbean. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.